Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm magician Nelson Lugo.
Hi, I'm nerdcore rapper Shafa the Dark Lord.
We're best friends
who hate each other's guts.
And we co-host The Epic Podcast,
a monthly show in which we discuss comic books,
video games,
television,
movies,
our debilitating emotional problems,
and Batman.
So much Batman.
That's The Epic Podcast
on the Nerdy Show Podcast Network.
Be safe, internets.
Bye. Seriously, so much Batman.
The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. It contains content that might not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised. All Nerdy Show podcasts are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Discover the many ways you can join at nerdyshow.com.
Last time on Agnes's Ashes.
So when you head out, there's just five individuals just kind of poking at Champ, and he's in a perfect sphere. You recognize two members of the Eighth Hand. The Eighth Hand, for those listeners, is the mercenary group who delivered the mortal blow to Agnes, their former leader. So there's two members that you have fought before. Three are not recognizable. One is heavily armored and visually indistinct. One is a Tolden wielding two short swords. One of them is a Savathian caster. And the other one you know as Renton and Jane, two high-ranking members in the Eighth Hand.
And who killed my mom?
That would be Jane. Jane is a Harad wearing no armor and a greatsword on his back. Renton just got smacked up pretty hard twice by some spear users. Not feeling real good. He looks at Grandin and goes,
I'm so lucky to have found you. I was hoping I was the one who was going to get my hand back.
Come and take it.
That would have been more appropriate in the hallway fight.
Yeah, yeah.
The hot gates.
Yeah, I literally have a fucking shield and spear, so it's like, how could I not?
You are a Spartan.
Yeah.
Renton disengages, taking an attack of opportunity.
12?
Miss.
Damn.
Oh!
Both Chuki and Slish take a -4 to this attack because he is completely obscured by Frix's body and Grandin's body.
Fair enough.
He has cover.
Yeah.
16.
Hit.
12.
Miss.
12 damage.
All right.
God damn.
He is not looking good.
It was 11, 12, 12, 12. We're killing it.
I love these D4s.
He's attacking Frixa, both hands, and he seems to be using everything inside of him. And he's going for your head. It's 13 hit.
It does.
20 damage.
Frixa is going to use his Tiktani racial ability as an immediate action called Carapace, where he takes half damage once per scene.
Ooh.
Definitely a good time for it. That's a hell of a hit. What is your HP?
21.
Holy shit.
And as an immediate reaction, he is going to spend 30 momentum.
How many momentum do you have total?
41.
Okay, well then, yeah, you're safe.
He's going to spend 30 momentum and take one step down the path of command. And as an immediate reaction, is going to use All According to Keikaku.
Plan, I think it's plan.
What's that?
Pretty sure it's plan.
A translator's note, Keikaku means plan.
So that's not the proper name of the big bug in the ground.
No.
It should be.
It's there's an anime screenshot. Just so you're in on this meme that we have included into our fucking
Unlike rulebook. Pocket Sand, which Doug can't get behind.
Fucking Doug. There's a screenshot of a subbed anime, and in the sub it says All According to Keikaku, and then in parentheses below it says translator's note, Keikaku means plant.
So it just never got fixed.
No, never. Max hates it because it's related to anime. So what All According to Keikaku does trigger as an immediate action. An enemy hits you with a melee attack. The idea is the enemy falls for the bait, allowing you and an ally to attack it at the same time. As you attack, one ally within five spaces may move up to their speed and perform a basic melee attack against the same target. Here's the thing. He's within Frix's spear range. Frix can attack with a spear, but he can just throw a kick. But it allows Grandin to make an actual melee attack against him. I'm going to make a unarmed attack, which I believe right now is a D4 that we haven't changed yet, right?
Well, I thought it was just straight up. I thought it was like three solid number.
Well, we had talked about it being two. Do you want to just be two?
Yeah, let's just have it be two.
Okay, so it's two plus my strength. Eight.
Miss.
To hit. Okay, Grandin.
That's nine.
Miss.
Wait.
Was that an attack of opportunity?
It was not.
Attack. That is a granted attack. Although if it was, that's unfair with this party setup.
And it's also not my turn. So because I took a step down command, I gain 5 maximum HP. So it doesn't affect my current HP. I get practice targeting, where allies I grant attacks to get +1 to hit. And I get a new at-will ability that we will deal with.
Is it take the shot?
It is take the shot.
There we go. Which is now disgusting.
My vantage is a little bit blocked, but I am in eyeshot of the armored goon, who looks like a prime subject for me to cook him in his shell, effectively. So I will, with a burning lance.
All right.
And that is 21.
Hit, yes. Shit, yeah, that's a hit.
11, I think.
All right, now it's Jane's turn. Jane's going to straight up charge in, taking opportunity attacks.
Frixa and Granted. All right.
17.
Ooh.
Hit.
Frixa missed.
4 damage with mine.
All right.
11, I think.
Miss.
12.
Miss.
Damn.
Going at Frixa again. Jane misses. Jane charged forward, put his entire body behind an attack, and just whiffed with a two-handed sword.
Slish is in the back. He's seeing all these goons charge into his friends. He wants to get a little in the open so he can start pumping in some fire without having the threat of hitting either Grandin or Frixa, who are locked in melee. So he sidles up next to Ned, and he is going to use the scene ability Pinning Shot against Renton and spending 3 momentum.
Jeez.
To do so.
Better land that hit.
One hopes, right? 34.
Yeah, that hits. Yeah, that hits twice. That
Jesus
hits,
Christ.
That hits twice.
Hey, that's what I get to do.
Double his AC.
That
or dodge.
Is... Okay, 14 then, if you guys want
14
to do
damage?
Yes, 14 damage on Ren.
You strike him straight in the eye. He stands there for a second before just slumping directly onto Frixa.
That's what you get for killing our fucking boss.
Well, it took a hand and an eye.
And a life.
That was for you, Tuki.
The dirtbag Tolden, not really paying attention to what Renning's doing or the fact that he just got hit, disengages forward into Grandin and tries to hit him again. 7 and 9.
No.
Frixa disengages to get behind Grandin and has been hurt kind of bad. Swift action, throws a shield on himself. Whom, with Invigorate. So that's swift action, move action, attack action. Grandin is currently engaged in front of Frixa with Jane and the Tolden Goon. He's going to drop a golden flare right in front of Jane, and it'll hit Frixa, Grandin, Jane, and the Tolden Goon if it lands. That is that a d20? Yeah, it was. Okay.
That's a hit.
Okay, so that's 18 plus 2, 20. That's a hit. They take 7 damage each. Grandin and Frixa get healed for 7.
Damn.
The Tuna Caster.
Hello, Boston.
The Tuna Caster, seeing what Frixa just did, said, "Don't mind if I do." Moves up 1 and drops a flare on the same space. Oh, it hits. Yes, with a 19, with a natural 19. 6 damage.
6 damage.
So, both Frixa and I go from being like, "Ah!" to like in the span of just a moment.
Frix's shield is removed, and so is Grandin's.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, you have armor, you piece of shit.
Yeah. Is it safe to assume that those friends of his, though, have actually been given 19 HP then?
6.
6, okay.
It's now Ned's turn. And Ned looks ferocious and is actually kind of foaming at the mouth. And just keeps on going right in to the armored goon and just leaps at him.
Like Aerostar the Luchador dives like headfirst at him?
Yes. And he misses.
And flies back.
The armored guy just kind of moves around. He's like, ugh.
Lands headfirst into the announcer's table.
Mean Gene's like, oh.
Wait, the armor one didn't go.
Okay.
So he's kind of like, oh, that's weird. Thing I'm really worried, though, about really more than anything is the bowman. And he runs at a slish. Takes a swing with a mace. And 18?
Yes, hits.
10 damage. Oof.
Grannon's feeling kind of swarmed, but that's okay. Can't really move his spear around there, so he's going to disengage back just a little bit to be right next to Phryxa. And knowing that they're getting some kind of healing magic from one of their buddies, is going to attempt to do Helmet Splitter on Jayne. And I'm spending 2 momentum.
All right.
Ooh. I hope it works.
That's a hit.
Yeah. Okay, great. And then...
That's 17 plus, like, 12, right?
Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Okay, great. 14 damage.
Whew. We are laying down the hate.
Yeah.
You try coming down, but you kind of don't hit him all the way. Instead, you just swipe off the whole front of his mouth.
Jesus. I mean, that's what you get.
Crocodile, son of a bitch.
The front of his jaws fall away.
Ugh.
And you just see his tongue kind of go from the back of his throat to the front. And blood just streams down the front of his. He's not used to being hit at all.
Yes! Yes, Grandin!
It's a Colombian necktie.
I'm a little more creeped out by Chucky's reaction, but I understand, but just the yes of the carnage.
Yeah, I'm used to seeing these erections on Ned.
Yeah.
All right. It's Chucky's turn now.
I'm going to step a little bit to my right. Everybody's getting a little bunched in, and I want eyesight of the tuna.
All right. You got Tuna Caster in your sights.
And I'm going to turn that Tuna Caster into Tuna Casserole.
Oh, that's damn. A momentum.
Oh, shit. And I'm just going to, you know, I got the momentum. I'm just going to spend that momentum to make sure it lands. He about to get hit with a burning lance. Oh. And it was, mega failure.
You spent a momentum to
I
do
did,
that?
I did spend
that
a momentum.
Is a momentum.
Yeah.
That is a critical failure.
Yeah.
Momentum. You light yourself on fire.
It doesn't do any damage. But you're on fire.
As
6 damage.
So you take 1 damage.
When does she get
fire? Core fire?
No, she's core marksman.
She's not. She's core miner. That's 6 damage.
It's the dumbest thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, man. Critical failures blow.
You got too angry.
Chucky, a little bundle of rage, misspending her energies drastically. It's like a valve that just bursts on her and she falls backwards in flame and starts rolling around. Taking 6 damage.
Oh, right. Slish is not happy about getting hit with a mace. He's not used to fighting like this on land. And it's trying to decide whether to move back one and shoot the full-armored goon or to just try to get a better position. I don't take a penalty if I disengage one, right?
Nope.
Okay. Slish is just going to go for the full-armored goon with a rapid fire. So he's going to fire twice. All right. 17.
Hit.
15 on this.
Hit.
Okay. 6 damage on the first one. And 9. So 15 damage on the full armored goon.
Holy smokes.
That's real good.
We've been hitting pretty hard.
All right.
This time around.
It's,
How does the fully armored goon look after taking 2 arrows?
He's got 2 arrows in him, but you can't see his face.
Okay.
Doesn't seem hindered.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
So Slish disengages back and decides not to run. He's just going to fight this guy. Everybody else is fighting. He doesn't want to be left out. Quickly fires 2 arrows into the goon and is somewhat disappointed when he doesn't fall down.
The dirtbag Tolden, having seen now Jayne and Renton go, his leaders essentially just turns tail and run. He's scared. And he disengages one and then he makes a full move action.
Away from Phryxa and Grannon.
Away from Phryxa and Grannon, yeah.
Things went better for Phryxa than he anticipated. He's a little concerned. Can I get a roll call on who's taking damage?
I'm down to 15 from 23.
I'm at 14 out of 20.
Okay.
You did that to yourself, though.
Yeah.
No one saw it. Everyone else is preoccupied. It just kind of happened.
Oh, I set myself on fire!
Why would I say that aloud? That's nonsense. You wouldn't say that aloud.
If I hurt myself, I might be like, please help me. I set myself on fire. I need some healing.
It was obviously the caster.
Phrixus sees that Ned is next to Champ. The tuna caster is about a space away from Champ, but not engaged with anybody currently. And the dirtbag told him to run away. However, the full-armored humanoid that is engaged with Slish is pretty close to Phrixa. So what he's going to do is Phrixa is going to run backwards to get close to Slish. He is a space away from Slish and from the full-armored Tolden. We form like a triangle, the three of us, and he's going to drop a golden flare in the middle.
Pop, pop. I imagine that's what you say every time you do that.
And that's a 5 to hit?
That misses.
Okay. Phrixa and Slish regain 5 health.
Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
And as a swift action, Phrixa shields himself with Invigorate.
Wham.
Tunecaster takes 4 steps toward his armored friend.
The one that Phrixa...
Yes.
Okay.
Cast Invigorate on the fully armored goon.
Shielding him.
Copies you again, casting Golden Flare in the center of you. And misses with 6. And heals the goon for 4. Ned again charges full force at the Tunecaster. And hits.
Ooh.
And just takes a big bite out of him.
With his teeth?
Yeah.
Sashimi.
Ooh. Just draws blood. Doesn't really take a chunk, but he's trying. Now it's the armored goon. Armored goon shifts towards Phrixa, makes an attack, and misses.
Okay.
But then seems to struggle and out pop another set of hands. With a sword. And also misses.
That was a natty 2.
Cool reveal.
I built fun things. They're not doing anything.
That was cool.
All right, it's Grandin's turn.
Are there rules for me throwing my spear?
Not yet. I would say the distance is limited by your strength.
By my, yeah. my strength?
But I don't know about how much.
So I can only throw my spear 2 hexes?
No. I'm saying that, like, I think that
how
would...
high I roll. That makes sense.
No, what I'm saying is I think it would be the limiting factor of how far
you can
throw
it. It'd be like
2 or 3
times your
but
strength.
But dexterity would still be what makes you hit it.
I'm just wondering if I should risk trying to throw my spear at this guy getting away. And, I mean, I don't think I'm going to. It's just that if I ran like 3 squares through it, whatever. But we'll figure that out in the time. So
that's a cool idea, though.
Yeah,
I like that idea.
Just because, you know, like running, you know. So what I'm going to do instead is so Grandin sees the caster and this full suited, which now could only really it could only be a Tectani at this point. Grandin knows that the caster healing someone who's already got that armor on is not good. So Grandin is going to attempt to run right between them. And Grandin's going to do a overwhelming strike on the Tunecaster. I hope it lands. It failed.
91.
Yeah.
Wait.
You have a spear.
Oh, fuck. I forgot that works for a spear. The piercing. There you go. Then holy fuck.
Wait. So you rolled a natural 1.
I did.
That's a crit.
That's, I forgot that was a thing for piercing weapons. So what is going to happen is 14 damage.
You run up and just crack him.
Stab!
Have you ever seen, like, a fish on a stick in a cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you do to it.
Ew.
Yeah. Just go right through the center of him.
Ugh.
He's dead.
Excellent. Shuki, put a fire on this one.
I dust myself off, and I see the, Tolden running away?
Yeah.
No mercy! And I burning lance him. 9.
Miss.
Piss.
Slish, it's your turn.
Got 1 good one, and that's it.
So Slish sees Chuki go tearing off after the Tolden goon and the Tectani reveal of this fully armored goon. He just wants this to be over. He's excited about the circus, just wants the goon to be dead. Slish is just going to try to shoot it in the back. Slish is going to use rapid fire to fire twice. 24 on the first one. That would be 13.
Hit 13.
Right. 21 damage.
All right.
Holy smokes.
Into the back.
You just plug 2 in his back. Mm-hmm. And you're not sure anything happened at first, and there's blood coming out, and then like a little more blood than you expect, and then a lot more blood than you expect.
And then it's Evil Dead 2, and this blood shoots you across the room.
Yeah. But he doesn't fall over, but he's definitely not moving anymore.
That was weird to anyone else.
That is gross.
Is that normal? I don't mean to ask you, like, is that normal for Tiktani? But you would have the most experience with Tiktani, not in a, like,
I am offended, but I think I should also tell you that, no, it is not normal.
Oh, okay.
I think he is dead.
Like, before, you guys were like, hey, you're a Gelt. This is a Gelt thing. Tell us about it. And okay. I didn't want to say that I was offended, but...
It was more about you being a skimmer. I mean, that's really...
Oh, okay.
Do we let the other guy run away? He's at the edge of the map.
Is it? It's not
Frix's turn.
It's Frix's turn?
It's Frix's turn. There's nobody left. Actually, wait, no. It is his turn. It is the Dirtbag's Tolden turn. And he runs another 6 squares as far away from you as possibly as he can.
He won't get too far.
If he runs 6 squares, is he still within 10
He is off the map.
Yeah, but is he still within 10 of Chuki?
No, he's within 11.
Extended distance. You want to come up with a quick rule of that? If somebody's outside of your range increment.
If someone's blocking your view completely, it's -4. So if you're just one further, should it be...
I think it's a negative to hit, yeah. Just like that.
Yeah.
Is it negative? Same.
Well, and I'm a marks person, and I'd spend momentum for it.
Right.
And it's being granted. I'm going to say negative...
You get a +1.
I'm going to say -2.
-2.
Even one out.
Yeah.
Maybe like -2 for every 2?
Yeah. It should for especially...
Yeah, because that's... You're dealing with a gray area.
That's an extra 10 feet every 2,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
What about -1 every 5 feet?
No.
That's the same.
I know.
Yeah, no, I think that's probably more fair. -1 for every 5 feet beyond your maximum range.
All right.
So this would be -1.
Yeah. Okay. So seeing that they're all dead except for the Tolden, Frix is going to move his full speed to be next to Chuki. And he points his spear at the escaping Tolden and says, "You think you can hit him?"
"Oh, I know I can hit him."
"Take the shot."
And I'm going to spend 3 momentum. 14.
That's already ahead.
And, well, do I need to spend my momentum as well?
You've already had
it. Yeah, it's gone.
All right. Great.
Comes to the age-old D&D role-playing. Should we keep one for questioning? No.
6 damage.
Singes the back of his coat, but he's still getting away.
Oh!
Damn it.
And then Ned, on all threes, just takes off after him. And he's off the map now. And they're in like thick woods. But they're gone. He moved 14 squares in one round. So he's just...
Gonna have frog legs tonight.
Yeah, he double moved and just took off.
All right.
Crandon, you annihilated Shane. That was amazing.
That's why you pay me the big ackies.
Yeah, that was very cool. I like the way you cut off his face.
That was a surprise to me too, if I'm being completely honest. I was not expecting that, but I'm happy with the result.
And Slish, let's not skip over the contribution you made as well. And also, Chuki, great job with that opener.
That's all I had, but...
That really set the tone.
Should we take their hands?
You know...
I think it's like a theme we have now.
Is it?
It's like a fun rivalry.
It was more of the hand that offended us.
Yeah, but they're the 8th hand, and when we kill them, we chop off a hand.
Now they're nothing. Same gang.
Was only 2 of the 6 alive members that you know of. The other 3 were just random. Those
like
are randos.
A That's collection. True. We'll have 8 eventually.
Is Jane wearing a hat?
Jane is not wearing a hat. All that Jane is wearing is a snake skin pair of trousers.
Seems a bit perverse.
Well, Jane was a fraud, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's,
Champ. Champ, are you okay, buddy?
So there's, some scorch marks on his outer layer, but seems to be breathing, seems to be doing all right.
Sorry, buddy. I slap him on his side. You're doing good, though, right?
Nothing happens.
As in, he doesn't stir?
Doesn't stir.
Slish is going to sever Renton's other hand and Jane's hand.
All right.
Slish is barbaric. It's getting barbaric.
You've been walking around with a hand.
Yeah, but that one came off during combat. I didn't go over to a dead body and mutilate it.
I mean, you kill a guy by stabbing it. You cut off his face, but once he's dead, you can't cut off a hand. I don't.
We just had an extended negotiation about you kissing a dead
bug. You had the extended negotiation. I put the bug back in the bag.
Excuse me. You set your terms very explicitly.
Yes, I gave you one term that was all of the Ackies. Then you tried to haggle me on far less.
So, I guess we just kind of approach Champ and wait for Ned to return.
Should we sing him a song?
How many hours have elapsed since the turtle soup dinner?
At most, like 3.
Most, okay. So
yeah, you've been hucking through. You've been just killing
shit. It's not dinner time then.
Slish, if you could perhaps read him a poem or a haiku if you have one.
Ooh, a haiku.
I know you're a poet at heart.
A nature. Give me like 2 minutes. I'll write him a haiku.
Champ comes out of his ball and he looks a little worried, but kind of is glad to see you.
Champ, it's us.
He doesn't talk. Don't you seem like you're ready for a response?
So give us an update on the state of those trunks that we lashed to his back.
Oh, they're still up there. Yeah, he curled up just underneath. They're still lashed to his back.
All right. They weren't interested in the trunks.
Oh, no. They were way more interested in, like, eating.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Interesting.
Well, I guess we'll search the body to see if there's anything worth having. Man, my fucking shit's fucked up. 6.
You find 25 Ackies on the lot of them put together.
Cool. 18? No, sorry. 19?
You know that Renan's prosthetic dagger hand is magic as fuck.
Slish. Maybe this one too.
Takes out his sword.
It's strapped to his hand. You can just take it off.
No. Use the knife. Cut it. Do the thing.
Takes out his sword. Slish takes out the sword, just starts sawing away at the other hand.
It's metal. So you're just metal on
the
metal?
The skin behind.
Okay.
I'm assuming there's connecting flesh at some point.
However far up the arm you have to go.
All right.
I think right below the elbow is north.
So you now have like a dagger and a cup and meat from a stump.
Chucky.
In it.
Chucky.
That's good eating.
Yes.
Is this, I mean, not today, but... Could we save any of this?
Tuna casta.
Oh, that's a great idea. But don't overcook it, though. It gets a bit...
Oh.
Savathian.
I mean, truly, if I was to... I mean, my instinct is maybe ever so lightly chemically cook it with a little bit of lemon and some... Let's basically ceviche. Let's ceviche this person.
Why am I counseling you?
I wonder that every single fucking day.
Hey, man, that sounds actually real good right now. That sounds tasty. Hey, y'all. Sorry I wasn't much help, but I did track down that last guy. And so Ned kind of catches you, and he steps from behind Champ.
So you're telling us you're not hungry?
I could always eat. But yeah, down the front of him is just so much blood. And the creepiest part about it is he seems to have a new right arm, and it's Tolden.
Hey, high five.
It's kind of fresh and kind of stings. I wouldn't do that.
I've heard the palms are very supple.
I mean, it'll be mine in a day or two, I guess. I don't know.
I also have some hands.
Oh, do you do the same thing?
No, it's just like a fun rivalry prank thing we have going on with this other group.
You have a weird word for prank that I don't understand, because like when I use the word prank, I don't mean dismemberment.
Oh, no, Ned. No, you're not in on it. So what it is this group, right? They're called the Eighth Hand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, the Eighth Hand.
So there's like way less than 8 hands now, right?
Grandin, show him.
Grandin will reach into the satchel on his side and just pull out the little Wolverine
paw. Oh, so there's only like 5 hands left, right?
Yeah. But they're the Eighth Hand. You get
no,
it?
No, but there are only 5 now. That's pretty good. Okay, never mind. I'm a fan.
So if you beat any after this, you're in, right? You know what to do. Yeah.
I don't like eating people, generally.
Oh, no, we don't have... It's just taking their hand. Grandin started it. Now he's trying to be all like, oh, well, that's weird. You shouldn't do that. But he did it first.
Oh, Champ untucked for you guys. That's so sweet of him. He likes you.
I was going to read a haiku to him, but he untucked. Maybe the threat of the haiku made him untuck.
I don't know. He's always liked my poetry.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Can we go home now?
Yeah, back
I'm fucking
down
tired.
To post.
I'm tired of messy. I do want a bath. In fact, before we head into town, I might need a bath, you know, because it's kind of not great to show up like this, you know what I'm saying?
You'd probably take a dip in the river.
Yeah, it's a good idea. It's a good idea. Although the Guff fortification is on this side of the river, so we got to be careful. Me showing up all bloody, they probably wouldn't like that. Hmm. It's not good to go running through town that way.
Maybe you can stay in the wagon.
No, I'll find a way to clean up. It'll be gone. It'll be all right.
We'll put the tuna fellow in the tortoise shell.
We don't want this stench to precede us.
Yeah. Before we go, can we burn these things now? Now that we're out in the open? I really want to burn them.
Yes, very good, yes.
And I feel like it's convenient because we have someone who can spontaneously start fires.
Yep, Chicky Crux Knuckles, and we can do that.
Should we chuck in those other bastards into the turtle shell, too?
May as well.
I don't see why not.
Hey, let's... Yes. Why not?
Can we open up that Tiktani as well?
Oh, yeah, he's still standing.
Yeah, he's still there. He's like some kind of creepy scarecrow.
Or the Tin Man, more like it.
Yeah. What kind of bug does he resemble?
Well, he's straight up rhinoceros beetle, but with his top horn shaved off so he could wear a helmet.
Oh. What a and it seems badass.
Like the armor...
What a race traitor.
Yeah, the armor plus his carapace together, when he fell, it just was enough to hold up his body weight, even loose.
Slish, you do whatever perverse shit you want. Ned, I'm assuming you're into it.
I'm a craftsman.
I
take great pride in shooting other creatures.
I just
want to know why he didn't fall over.
I just want to make clear that when I set the weird power and the millipede, centipede, whatever it is, on fire, we should get away from it. It's going to be horrendous. Whatever comes from this is not good. Black magic, let's be ready to move on post-haste.
So we'll strap the treasures to Champ, and we'll... Just be ready to move as soon as Chuki lights the fire.
Yep.
Yeah. And it's relatively safe because it's inside the big tortoise shell. Yeah. So,
I think the reason for this, Slish, is mechanical. If you see his posture here, it seems to suggest he just kind of fell over in this state.
Ah. Okay, I was wondering if he was some kind of like crazy thing.
In a sense, yes, but are you satisfied?
I am, thank you.
Throw him in?
Chuck him in.
All right.
Well, then.
He wasn't part of the eighth hand, right? So we don't need his hand
for the prank war? The status of his contract.
He was part of the eighth hand, but he was a initiate. This was his first gig.
I mean, to be fair, we could get half the hands from him.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So you light it on fire? You heading away?
Yes.
Yep. How about our cremation? How'd that go?
Oh, it caught way better than bodies should, as far as you're concerned.
Nice.
And burst into flames, and it smells awful. It smells like burning oil, flesh, a little bit of pork.
Seriously, though, don't breathe it in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right, I guess then, just to the cart and then on to post, hopefully.
And it takes you a couple hours to get back to the cart, and it's about nighttime, though.
Hmm. Oh, well, that also means it's ceviche time.
Oh, you brought tuna with you?
I would not leave such incredible ingredients behind. Who do you think I am?
All right.
So we're having camp right where we camped the night before.
Yeah.
I'm going to nail that trapdoor shut.
Hey, man.
Not really.
Day, I need that.
Do you think we'll be attacked by powers tonight? What do you think? You want to take bets?
I mean, I think you just like killed their god or something, so they're probably real afraid of you.
Hey, well, if God being dead was a prerequisite for not being attacked, then a lot of problems would go away.
So, like, we killed the power god, but we also killed, like, power women and children.
Uh-huh.
Stop bragging.
I mean, they attacked us, so it was in self-defense.
Yes.
They...
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Should we, like, be worried that they might try to come back at us for that silly misunderstanding?
Did you give them our business card?
No, but, you know, just, you know, be prepared.
Just says Wing Mob.
If you need anybody else killed, like your family.
Just, you put the bodies into a wing and then burn it.
That would be cool. Or like a feather. It says Wing Mob.
All right. So you guys make camp?
Yes.
Go to bed?
Eat some ceviche first.
Yes. All right.
Roll for delectability.
Oh! Nat 20.
That was a natural 20.
This is like fucking... It is...
I feel like the Wing Mob, we're used to this.
Yeah.
Like, this is... I mean, we appreciate it. It's phenomenal. But we expect this from Chuki.
Well, I think it's still impressive considering...
This is one of Chuki's best.
Right. Like, this is one of her one of her best, but it's still impressive considering the limited tools at her disposal.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what I really want to know is what Ned thinks about
this. Oh, Ned is floored. Ned just savors every bite. And afterwards, he's like, I'm real tired, man. It's been a long-ass day. And, like, I know it's only been 2 days with you guys, but, like, other than losing my arm, this has been pretty nice.
Especially licking his fingers. I didn't know it could be like this because it's just so fucking good. Used to eating, like, raw frogs in a fucking swamp, and now it's, like, ceviche.
It's nice being able to lick my fingers without pulling fur out between my teeth.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not into it. Fingernails are fucking weird.
Chuki, I can really taste the vengeful glory in this meal, and I'll appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Slish. I really feel this is definitely strongly motivated by vengeance, and a fiery passion for to take all of the pain that they've rent upon us and to construct something that requires such calm and poise and finesse. We're eating this nearly raw flesh. And the lemon and paprika. And
is that coriander?
It most certainly is. Oh.
I am starting to wonder if we couldn't make more money with a restaurant.
So what you're saying is we go out.
We find ourselves
a bunch of Savathians.
No.
Feed them to other people.
I'm not...
We
find a place.
I'll lock that part.
I'm saying we find a place, possibly on the coast, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the whole skimmer situation.
Very
familiar.
Yeah.
We have a fantastic chef. We have a Tectani who's born to manage.
Mm-hmm.
We have a marksman who can hunt both on land and sea. And I'm an experienced bodyguard. I think we could run... a business.
Do you think we need a bouncer for this restaurant?
Not necessarily, but
if the food is this good consistently, yes. Absolutely.
Well,
it might just be the food talking, but I think this is an idea.
So what you're saying is we go back to the Akinosian Empire and we parlay this book into a sort of license to eat a sentient people.
I said nothing of the sort.
Yeah, but we open a restaurant.
I like where you're going with this, Grandin, because we could use this flesh-shaping magic to create these Savathians covered in wings, small wings.
So you're saying what...
And then we could just name the restaurant the Wing Mob.
Ooh. So what produced...
What would they be? Fish wings? That sounds weird.
Fish
don't have wings.
Fish wings.
Do have wings.
Flying fish. Get your head out of your ass.
You could have a guff ass on a fish, on a Savathian.
That's brilliant.
Wait, what?
Because then you get, like, surf and turf.
It's like tofurkey.
What's a tofurkey? I've heard a turducken before, but what's a tofurkey?
It's garbage unless I make it. It's what it is. It's
yeah, you're really going to have to narrow that down, Chicky.
I was thinking of turducken, but yeah.
Tofurkey is tofu turkey.
All right, I'm hitting the hay.
It's a tavern as well. You could have bunks. There you go, Ned. That's the idea. You have we open a tavern.
Granted, 30 maybe an hour ago, you were berating me for cutting off the hand of the man who killed our old boss. Now you want to start a restaurant where we kill innocent Savathians and feed them to the gourmand.
Why do you insist on putting words in my mouth?
You were there. You heard him.
I heard it precisely. That's what he meant and said, yes.
Well, look, Granted, we don't necessarily need his help. He can go off and do whatever other weird slish things he does. But I like this restaurant idea. Great deal.
I'm saying it would be a lot of money for not nearly as much work as we're doing now.
Grandin, I like the idea of a restaurant, but I think you are overestimating the amount of money per day compared to what we have just accomplished.
I mean, also, I don't know a whole lot about the restaurant industry, but I hear for like you need to like plan to like lose money for like the first 2 years in operation, and then you kind of make it back afterwards. Because, you know, word of mouth and advertising, very hard, especially during the Civil War. Because I don't think the Zagat Guide runs when people are getting murdered.
Does Richard's Pub have a Michelin star?
I don't know what half of those words were again. Because sometimes you say shit.
You said Zagat Guy 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, don't you know the Zagat Guy?
These are one of the few terms that continue to exist in this world.
The Zagat Guy tells you what the Michelin star rating is on a restaurant.
The Earl of Zagat puts out his guide. Every year he comes out on his balcony and he says, these are the restaurants that are good.
Go to bed.
All right.
So, go to fucking bed.
Who should take first? Probably Grandin, right?
Yeah, I usually did the first one, didn't I? All
right.
And then Slish, then?
Just a base die roll?
Nothing happens. Okay. There's nothing left alive in these fucking woods. Yeah.
Well, the thing to consider, too. Okay, so we know that nothing happens, but I think mechanically the thing that we consider is that Chuki is the only one with a daily ability. So
I have seen abilities.
You leveled up last combat and got Rogue Star.
Oh.
Well, you've already used it today, so it wouldn't have mattered. But, like, it's most important that Chuki get a full night's rest because Chuki has abilities that she can only use once per day, and we don't.
Well, then Chuki is sleeping like a baby because she's plum tuckered.
So Grandin, Slish, Frixa?
Yep. Sure.
Okay.
Balls to two.
All snuggled up against Champ. All
right. You guys have a good old sleep. It was a long day. You wake up refreshed, triumphant, accomplished. And you make your way back towards post. Yeah, and again, it's a half a day's travel through the hard woods. And this time you're not taking the way, the secret way. You're going straight through the Guff compound. But as soon as you get to the clearing, you notice there's just like an unreasonable amount of smoke coming where post is. So you're about 10 miles away, billowing smoke.
Town's on fire.
We're going to hug the tree line as we approach.
All right. There's 10 Guff sitting outside of their large wooden keep.
There's So the
keep is on the opposite side of the river.
The keep is on the opposite. It's on this side of the river.
Uh-huh.
And they take taxes in as they're coming from post.
Okay.
And Frixa kind of perks up and from like near the tree line says, let me handle this. If you could, just give us a moment. And he walks out, waves to the Guff, the 10 Guff from a distance and says, hello, what's going on?
Hey, hail! Oh, there was a battle here yesterday. A host from Akinosh came and looted their own fort. It was weird.
Is it closed? Is post still open? What's going on?
Half the town is destroyed. It was looted.
The Skimmers. There's a little hut that they have.
You mean the Holy Pod?
Yes, is it? What's the status?
Oh, intact. I don't think anyone would defile a religious. No, they were looking for loot and food. They were foraging.
They gone?
Oh, very. It took them 2 hours to burn half the town to the ground. There was so many standards. Two full legions, easy.
Whew. All right, well, just a moment. And then he runs back and updates everybody.
Saying the Akinosian Empire came and burned. What advantage is there to burning it down?
It was probably
and leaving the guff keeps standing.
It's probably older brother coming pissed off at younger brother, just burning shit down.
Yeah, so you know what? Ours is not to wonder why.
How do we get paid?
I mean, I don't give a fuck. Let's sell it to the guff.
It was 2,000 ackies. was what we agreed to, right, Chuki?
4,000.
4,000.
4,000.
Very well.
Yeah, but the more valuable
and
thing,
the pass.
The pass,
most importantly.
Yes, very much.
The pass is on fire in post.
Well, I think we need to go secure Agnes's
remains.
Bundle remains, and then check in on Rich's pub.
Did you ask them about the governor?
No. I think we are not important people. Wink.
Ah.
So let's approach. Best behavior. Ned, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man. Hey.
How's this strike you?
Not good. I'm not a politics man. I'm more of a, you know, hands-on kind of guy, but this doesn't look good.
Well, nothing to do. Let's approach.
Yeah, but investigate.
So we cautiously approach.
And they let you through. They're not even taking tolls right now. That's not their concern. It seems like you have food and potentially supplies, and that's their main goal. So they just wave you through. They're not even checking for weapons. An army came through. There's another 20 guff running around, but also a lot of refugees. Wounded are being tended here. They keep moving you through, because if you're not looking for medical attention, they don't need you in the keep.
We pass through, cross a bridge, I'm assuming?
Yeah, you cross. It's a very well-made stone bridge. You didn't even get to see it the last time you were through. You can see the holy pod. The holy pod is completely intact, and Rix is standing as well. It's kind of in the center of the city, and they got to about halfway before they gave up.
This is Richard's pub?
Yeah, Richard's pub.
Should we all stick together, or should some of us go get Agnes and some of us...
We'll get Agnes when we leave town.
Yeah, I feel it's best not to split up.
But we should check on her, because if she caught on fire, that would not be
holy pod looks
good for her eternal soul.
Yes, I think she's not getting any deader.
Yeah, but if she was
damaged, already ashes, how's she going to catch fire again?
Okay, I'm sorry, you know, just my religion, but no, it's fine. It's fine. You're the boss.
I share your worry, but
momentum.
Before we go and rescue Agnes, we should make sure that we haven't been set up. So we make our way towards Richard's pub?
Yes.
All right. This is a bustle. There are 300 people. Some of them seem like conscripts, regular people who have been sort of drafted into a makeshift militia. Part of this town has been fortified. Supplies have been stationed here, and they seem to be trying to give relief to people who are hungry or have lost their homes. You see Akhenoshan guards who were stationed here. You see Guff. They're all working together. Whatever semblance of politics that existed or the tension, it's gone. Like, they just got rocked.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, I'll keep my eyes peeled for anyone who seems familiar from that.
Richard is very much in charge here. He's commanding everyone around him.
Well, when I find a spare moment to speak with him, I'll say, hey, Richard, we're back from mission we agreed to. By any chance, are the individuals you put me in contact with back in this vicinity?
Oh, doll, they're all around. Boondin is heading back to the capital, trying to get some more support, and Callum is back to the city-states trying to get relief. But everyone here is standing together. We'll make it through this.
What happened?
The older brother came through. He wanted to collect the taxes and tariffs that we've been having. Trade route's been closed for 2 months, though. There wasn't enough. So he looted and took off with everything he could. He's got 2 full legions with him, and half as many standards of minor lords. He's got a host, and he's heading to the capital.
Tail feathers.
I do have some good news, though.
Love to hear it.
He pulls from his coat a small envelope, hands it to you.
I take it.
And then a brass medallion.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
That one's from the Guff. The letters of your friends from Akhenosh. I don't know how long it's going to get you if the government changes, but we'll see.
Richard, thank you very much.
There's a crate inside for you, too. Ask for Sam. He'll get it to you.
Well, then, I thank Richard again, and go see about that crate.
And as you leave, Ned seems to be talking to Richard.
Frixa listens in a little bit.
All you hear is that Ned's just offering up all of the food and supplies that he has in his cart.
Okay.
To post.
So we go inside Richard's pub.
There's a man playing sort of an accordion instrument.
Are those sailors that Frixa didn't hit it off with before, are they still drinking?
They are not drinking. You recognize one or two of them. They are manning battlements. They're building fortifications. They're moving grain and taking stock.
So is somebody manning the bar?
No one is manning the bar. Okay. Sam is the only one in here, and he seems to be just making sure no one steals anything.
You're Sam.
You're right, I am.
I hear you have a crate for me. Wing mob?
Oh, you guys. I thought you were dead.
Much the opposite. Thanks.
What he pulls out from underneath the table is a 4-foot by 6-foot chest. And inside, oh boy, they're ackies. 4,000 worth.
All right.
Didn't get hosed after all.
See, Frixa? I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, very well. Well, you wing mob folk may know what you're doing. And Frixa walks up to the counter and says, Sam, have you got anything for the eighth hand?
No, they said you were friends, though, and we pointed them where you were going. Okay.
Good that you did. Good that you did. Did they?
They knew too much about you not to have tangled with you before.
You don't remember who we the eighth hand talked to beforehand, did you?
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I mean, we came through. I unfortunately our leader who negotiated, you know, as part of us, the eighth hand.
I think are you, but. Didn't Sam maybe already see that you were with Wing Mom?
Just identified.
Did Sam? Did Sam?
I said, oh, yeah, no, he just, they came in specifically asking about your crew. They didn't get a job.
Okay.
They're looking to track you down.
All right. Well, never mind then.
Has Chuki told us everything she was told by Sam?
Oh, well, I mean, everything. Nothing much to share. We have everything we were promised. And in fact, seeing Sam is here to make sure no one steals anything, I make very clear that I'm doling out the ackies enough to pay for some very nice drinks for all of us.
Oh, lady, you don't need to pay here.
Really?
If the trade didn't open up, this town would be dead. If trade comes through, we can survive, but without that...
Well, I assure you, trade's coming back. The menace of the forest is well taken care of.
It was anyway.
I don't think you'll be seeing the power
Chuki,
ever again.
Let me handle this.
Wait, so it wasn't a great worm?
Let me tell it, because it's cooler than you could think it was going to be.
It's ought to be good.
So Slish is going to kind of jump up on a table and try to tell a rousing tale of adventure for these weary...
Sam plays light accordion music behind you, accompanying it. Yeah.
Tells a ribald tale.
Mm-hmm. Well, in that case, I'll be making... craft cocktails behind the bar.
Adonis powers and skin changers and shapers and creatures in the woods.
You gonna roll for this, pal?
Do I have to?
Well, you're putting on a
show. Yeah, putting on a show. Right.
Can I use craft to craft a tale in a ribald good time?
I need composure, not even intelligence.
In that case, just like before, 6.
You ramble for about 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And all of the information is there, but you go on too many tangents. They don't seem to go anywhere. Sam can follow you because he's used to talking to drunk people.
He hasn't had a drink yet.
Exactly. But he's used to talking to drunk people.
You've heard him talk, though. You've heard him talk.
Yeah, and he's like, really? Oh, I owe Richard. I owe Richard 5 ackies. I thought it was a worm. Oh, well.
You like worms?
No, I hate them.
I think that's our opener for any NPC in the future.
Yeah.
You like worms?
Okay, a man meets you on the street. He's got a backpack. He says, how much would you pay to see what's in the backpack? You seem like a man of the world. How much are you paying to see what's in that backpack? On the man's honor that it's something worth your money.
3 bits? I mean, how big can it be? It's only in a backpack.
3 again.
Okay, you're right.
No, 3 bits. Not 3 ackies, 3 bits.
What is a bit?
It's a bit
is a subdivision of an ackie, something that you would use for something similar, like small.
100 bits, make
piss
an ackie.
On you.
Well, all right. Well, that was all hypothetical because we don't have the thing. Anyway, there was this big, big black worm thing that we killed. And then Grandin, he
like
kissed
how big?
It. Grandin bet me $4 that he wouldn't kiss it. And I said, of course, you're not going to kiss it. And then he kissed it and I had to give him 4 ackies.
Tongue and everything.
It was the weirdest thing I've seen, and I've seen some weird
Unless
things.
You're making a bluff roll, I don't think he's going to believe a word of it.
I have no reason not to believe him.
It's going
to
be a nat 20.
11?
He believes you about the worm thing, but the kissing thing sounds like ribbing.
We've got an issue. It's a job well done, everyone. Everyone's getting paid.
Hooray!
However, the real meat of this adventure has been this book. The governor whom we seek He's on his way back to the capital, along with several thousand soldiers, presumably meant to oppose and intercept him.
Sidebar. Could we move away from Sam and everyone else like that?
Oh, Sam goes back to just playing accordion.
We want to give the book to Akhenotians, right?
Whoever has the most power presently.
So,
Ned said that they were the ones who knew how to deal with the dark arts, described in here best for safety.
I'd like to gauge, like on a scale of 1 to 10, your joy of looting.
You doubt my...
I'm just giving you the opportunity to reiterate per our earlier conversation.
Slish, do you not possess at least 250 more Akis because of our commitment to looting?
So, that was looting a cave. What if we were part of the group that's looting Akhenosh? Imagine that plunder 1,000-fold.
I know that you are part of the Akhenotian Navy.
Yes.
Did you have to swear fealty, follow orders, that kind of thing?
Well, when I quit, that's all gone.
Right, but if you want to loot alongside them, you think they'll just let some random person?
Yeah. It's a civil war. They are kind of taking what they can get. And the Wing Mob now has a pretty good reputation.
For?
Murder.
Being random people that they'll just let steal the things that
no,
they want?
No, we're going to join up with the older brother while he's looting Akhenosh. We're going to go and kill. We're going to be part of the team. It's a suggestion.
And where does getting my mom to her waters fit into this grand plan of yours, Slish?
Oh, now everyone's worried about Agnes. Before it was leave her in a box, she's already dead. Now it's, Agnes wouldn't approve of it.
Well, is she not safe in the pod?
Agnes is our primary concern until Agnes is handled.
Okay.
We have enough money in our coffers now to sustain us for quite some time. All agreed?
Agreed. It was just...
You're more than welcome to go to Akhenosh. By your lonesome. I won't be there.
But then we are missing quite a bit of our skimmer... perspective.
Well, there'll be skimmers when we get there.
Yeah, there always are.
I see. You're always saying you can go and you can go. Who died and made you the boss?
My mum!
No, she died and made him the boss.
She did not.
She did a bit.
Yes, she died and now he's the boss.
I'm shaking my head angrily.
Okay. Well, you know, there's time enough for looting.
I'm just saying that's looting.
Yes, but it's quite, it's a bit
more
risky.
Have you ever looted
a
city?
No.
It's fun.
But I'll be perfectly honest with you, Slish. Looting those hands earlier felt pretty good.
But imagine all the hands.
I think the hands I care about most probably aren't going to be in the direction of Akhenosh.
Okay, I'm just putting out a looting opportunity.
Slish, I feel like you're the only one who's interested in this endeavor. With the amount of risk attached to it.
Grandin, you up for any chopping off more hands or faces?
And joining in a civil war that I
joining,
want no
we're
part
a goddamn mercenary group. They give us money, we kill people. You guys get the weirdest morality out of nowhere.
No,
then the next 5 minutes, you're stabbing some little girl, and then the next 5 minutes, you're like, "Oh, we can't kill old people."
That's not what you proposed, Slish.
I'm just saying, everyone's like, "Oh, we're not going to join the Akhenotian army," but we just did a goddamn job for the Akhenotian army, and nobody gave a shit then.
It's quite a bit different doing a job for the Akhenotian army and joining them.
We're not joining them; they would hire us for a job,
okay,
which is looting Akhenosh.
But maybe we
especially if you use your contacts to find a job for us, then by all means share it with us
after Agnes.
Okay, I just saw an opportunity.
And you can take it.
Again, where's your hat?
Sitting on that bug's head.
Maybe you should leave.
Maybe I will.
We've had a long couple of days. I'm just going to make it to the holy pods. Slish, am I violating any protocols by going and retrieving Agnes?
No.
See you all in a moment. And he leaves.
All right, you go to the holy pod, and it's... Holy pot is still there, but it seems like everyone's way too busy putting corpses in the river to pay attention to you.
Is Space Pope still alive?
Space Pope is not alive.
Is he in the holy pot?
You cannot find his body, but he is definitely... It's just sad people putting corpses on rafts and letting them flow down the river.
Well, this is bleak.
All right. Frixa walks in, sees Agnes's little litter, drags it out, hefts it, walks back to the wagon.
Ned's sitting there. The wagon's now, other than the crate that you brought, mostly empty.
Ned.
How you doing there, boss?
This wagon, what do you want for it?
Oh, I'm not interested in selling it. I gotta get out of here anyway. You can just have it, though. I can't bring Champ with me where I'm going.
If you'd like him cared for.
Yeah, and he likes you real good, and that's nice. I hope I get to see you fellas again, but I don't think I will.
Well, Ned, when we're cutting off more hands, we'll be thinking of you.
But if I can, I'm going to track you boys down, all right? I want to see how you're doing. Make sure you're doing old Ned proud.
Oh, yeah.
If you need to contact us and let us know where you are, tell them that you need a hand.
Oh, there you go again, man. Yeah, you guys are the best.
Best of luck to you, Ned.
Ned goes in for a hug with Frixa.
Frixa gives him double the hug that anybody else can. And loads Agnes up in the back of the wagon.
Ned says a tearful goodbye to Champ.
And we start heading out towards the Guff City States.
Should we decorate the wagon with hands?
On the inside.
Okay.
Yes.
You know they check the inside when, like, you go through places sometimes.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, illegal about that.
It's a prank war between two mercenary companies. I don't understand.
They'll love it.
They'll laugh and send us on our way. And if you have a problem, and if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the Wing Bomb. Grandin would be in the back of the wagon, taking some of the treasured silks that I'm sure we had some of, made a little nest for himself on top of his shield, and is taking a long overdue nap.
Chucky is up in the front, not steering Champ, but I suppose managing the forward momentum of the cart, whistling as merry a tune as she can muster as they venture off into the sunset.
Slish has got a little area spread on his lap. He's got the three hands from the eighth hand, and he's sewing them together into like a garland, but leaving space for what looks maybe like five more hands.
Frixa is in the back of the wagon with Slish and Grandin, and he's got a bag that he's put all the ackies into and a ledger in his lap, and his small hands are counting the ackies while his big hands are writing in the ledger, and he's humming a tune to himself. Upbeat, one of his hands reaches over and pats the cradle holding Agnes's ashes.
And as Wing Mob makes its way to the Dunlift Ocean and the Guff City States next, behind them, the embers of Post still burn. The end.
Yay. Should we say thank you to Cap for coming to play with us?
Cap, thank you for playing with us.
Thanks for having me. I really, really enjoyed it.
I know we kept you so late and far away from your home, but thank you.
Chucky will.
Well, that just helped me feel like I was on an adventure.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening to Agnes's Ashes, our second actual play campaign for the Scratch Dice system and Artifacts RPG. If you enjoy this kind of thing and you want us to keep doing it, please rate and review our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser, whatever it is you use. It really helps us in ways that are hard to explain over this short outro. And also, if you enjoy the podcast, please consider supporting us on Patreon. There are tons of conversations that get cut out of these kind of things, of us just bullshitting, that end up being pretty funny, and they end up at our $1 tier on the cutting room floor. At the $5 tier, you get all of our rule books so you can play along with your friends, as well as a lot of stuff in between.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/RPGFS.
You can find these fine folks on Twitter at @HombruHombres.
The H is silent, but included.
You can also find us on Instagram at @RPGFromScratch, but that's all one word.
And again, that's RPG From Scratch on Patreon at patreon.com/RPGFS. Until next time, stay safe, stand watch, and get a full rest.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.